in the moments after these hearings end.
Let me just ask you quickly, I think it's just important as people are tuning in just to reset exactly how authorities were tipped off that these three, I don't want to say involved, but have information regarding after these bombs went off here on Boylston Street. We know they were taken in, they were questioned, there were some student visa issues, and then now facing federal charges. Take me back to the very beginning, if you will.
Well, at the very beginning, Brooke, you know, they were rounded up on April 19th, which was the day that Jahar Tsarnaev was captured. They were rounded up from their residence near the UMass Dartmouth campus in New Bedford. It was the first two suspects, the Kazakhstan students and another person, were rounded up. They were brought in for questioning. They were then released that night because of a lack of evidence. They were then taken into custody again over that weekend, either on the 20th or the 21st, and the two Kazakhstan students, Diaz Kadarbayev and Azamat Tazyakov, were arrested and charged with visa violations. They allegedly violated their student visas by not going to class. Now, they have been held since that time, and they had an immigration hearing even this morning, after which they were detained. So we have always gotten the impression, since they were taken into custody on those charges, the visa immigration charges, that the investigators at the very least wanted to know more from these people. And now we know from this criminal complaint that again accuses them of conspiring to obstruct justice and making false statements, that the initial statements that they gave to investigators either on April 19th or over that subsequent weekend just did not sit well with investigators for some reason.